Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Lunch.
Well, lunch is the last straw. You're dead now.
Right? Hi, Internet.
Damn.
Oh, hi.
We love you!
Once again, I'd like to remind you to bring your friends to CantCon 2011. Being hosted up at JCC. See?
Bring money.
And
just to let you guys know, the pre-registration ends in 12 days. The pre-registration ends in 12 days.
Well, I guess I need to get actually
ready for that. Yeah. We're all going, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, but
if you're not, I will be disappointed in you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're not
well,
my mother.
I mean, I...
That doesn't near the amount of power my mother
has. Yeah, but he's your DM.
If I'm in the hospital, I don't think I'm going to make it.
If Andre...
No, I'll wheel your ass there.
Oh, sweet.
That's a free ride.
We'll put your hospital bed in the back of my truck and drive you there.
For my own... Just clarification. We established my elemental rage does not stack if I already have an elemental property.
Yes,
on my weapon.
Because you're only ever allowed one elemental damage on a weapon at any given time.
This does not... apply to my lesser, which literally says it will stack with the elemental rage. I just have to apply a different elemental type, correct?
That is correct. It does not stack.
That's for one round. And since I have greater, am I allowed to get the burst property on a weapon that already has an elemental type but not burst?
You use whichever one's greater. Actually, technically, if you have two elemental...
Now, does it give you elemental burst?
Yes, basically when I crit...
Yes, you get to choose what element type. That's the advantage of having multiple element types. If you have fire and cold, you can choose, all right, this guy's immune to fire, so do the cold damage instead.
Okay, so I could use my elemental rage to override the currently existing elemental property on a weapon.
Yes.
Okay. I've been forgetting I had that feat, and I needed to clarify some stuff on it.
Yeah,
it
can override.
But vicious and things like holy are just add to dice to the type of damage,
yes.
Not elemental type.
So, if I have my Vicious Greatsword, I can apply fire to that.
Yes, because it is not an elemental.
So, you have your elemental weapon, and then you have elemental rage, so your other weapons get elemental also?
I'm on one. I'm back to
one. Oh, you're back to one.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
The chain thing was not working out.
These two harped on me enough about my subpar damage output.
It's just a dumb idea, honestly.
Feed Tana, feed!
You know what, fine, I'll sell all this and buy a BF sword.
You're feeding! When they kill you, they get 300 gold.
Tana.
Really? Only 300?
Tana, stop buying the two long swords, just get the BF sword.
But I need a brutalizer.
But what's nice about having it, as Andre said, multiple things is if you're going against even if you're going against like ice golems,
runes. Can you get
and
runes?
You can put like electric damage on your sword, it slows them.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, golems have special effects.
Mm-hmm.
Certain elements or certain kinds of things have special effects on golems. Like if you're facing an iron golem, don't use fire on it.
I will breath weapon
it. It heals them.
And gives them haste.
Yeah.
I only have trap sense plus one now, Andre.
There you go.
Alright. That's why I should have higher trap sense.
But that wasn't a trap.
Oh, I actually put points into fly this time.
Mercy.
Oh, yeah, you didn't level up.
The what?
You guys didn't level up?
He didn't.
I did.
You know what my level consists of?
I got greater
what skill points to assign?
I changed skill points.
Uh-huh.
I assign hit points.
Uh-huh.
And I changed my sneak attack up by one.
Guess it's the only one that I really care about.
Sneak attack?
No, the dice, because that makes me have to roll.
You already rolled, didn't you? Yeah,
I rolled a seven, remember?
Yeah, okay.
So I have a question.
I assume you return this.
Yeah. On vital...
It's right here.
Wait, never mind. Vital strike,
I'm sorry, I was leveling
I'm not used to having four...
How dare you?
Four attacks, and so I was confused. confusing myself with haste. I get 5 attacks with haste, 4 attacks with...
Yes.
Yes.
Unless you're vital striking, at which point you get one swing.
And then 2 with haste.
Yes, that's your highest base attack bonus.
Because those are attack actions.
Sweet! I tripped myself 2 levels.
By the way, your trap sense...
Huh?
Your trap sense is replaced by the endure elements thing.
Yes.
Get trap sense from Rogue, dude.
And these are the rage powers that you can select from.
I thought those were just the suggested rage.
No, those are the ones you can select from.
No, those in there, those are suggested.
May I?
Yeah, it says suggested.
Do you happen to have a character?
It's like the...
Otherwise, you'd run out of rage powers.
I thought it said these are, not these are suggested.
No, these rage powers complement.
Oh, okay.
I
didn't
have any extra...
Which basically it's saying, if you're using this build, these are nice ones to take.
Yeah. All
right. Hey, Alan.
And I already have a few of these, so...
Okay.
Hey, if those are the only ones you pick from, eventually, by this level, someone's trade over, they run out of rage powers.
Yes, Steve, you've said that twice now.
This game is almost done.
Let's go.
Say it again! Say it again!
What's the question?
Never mind.
Alright.
Okay.
That's the question, never mind.
So.
The answer.
42.
Okay.
Alright.
Good job.
So, you guys had successfully escaped the Tower of Annoyance. I mean, the Spire.
Remember.
As a man to do something!
Alright, so we need to figure out where the vaults are.
Yep, you guys have no idea where the vault is or your specialist.
But we have the specialist name.
So we know where the specialist is, just not his exact location.
Yes, he has been delayed by the degenerates somewhere in this city.
No, actually, from what the council said, he had been captured.
Yes, he has been captured and being held by the degenerates somewhere in this city.
Alright,
let me just go look for the vault.
Go ahead.
I don't want to.
I think we should. Maybe we should see if they actually did contact a specialist.
You want to go ahead and ask him?
Let's
ask the people, or you want to go ask the
people? Because there are two people who he asked them several questions, and now he feels much safer.
I thought we go talk to the degenerates. They're much less likely than mine.
Yeah, we both
are. I'm still
are.
In her the hole.
Wait, did you get us?
What?
Yes, you guys are in her portable hole.
Oh. Okay.
Well, we're safe.
Well, no, actually, we probably pulled you out and are dragging you because, well, if you're in the portable pool, you're safe. You don't need to drink from that portable pool.
All we gotta do is open it every now and again.
How often do we need to open
it? Are you guys not
I will
you
remember to do that.
Technically every 10 minutes, and that's if you fold it up all the way.
Or you can just fold it so there's a little hole open.
You can fold it up so there's like BB. They're not getting out. the angry Rooney finger.
No. Put that little hole on Alec, and I'll just stick my finger out. Heal.
Steven.
Huh?
You're safe.
Oh, I realize, but eventually we'll use that as an idea.
Steven is safe. Tana's not safe.
Yeah,
that's not quite how dominate person works.
So. I'll just start licking you.
I simply do what I was told. Otherwise, I'd be a normal person.
No, actually, you do not. You are brain dead.
You're not.
And they said it would take like 13 days
for yours.
Yeah.
You passed me
he failed the biggest one.
Oh, okay.
You passed me a tissue, Ryan.
I got dominated by the highest level person in the council.
Oh yeah.
This is the one safe you failed.
So we're gonna be out
Why
of this part.
Why did you roll that out?
Because I wanted to see if I could do it. I was 2 points off on the last one.
Alright, so, you guys are sitting in the lobby. The military procession is gone, and it's you four.
Well, I suggest that we find a secure location.
You guys were sitting in the lobby.
Which is essentially
escapes the tower, because no one suspected that you would escape the tower, because no one's done that in a while.
Alright, I guess our best bet is to go get in contact with the degenerates.
Alright, sounds good to me.
Possibly.
Could I suggest something? We're safe here in the tower. We just stay.
You can't talk.
Yeah, I can.
Too many words.
Oh, can
I
we
can
not
still
talk?
Communicate.
It depends.
Were you ordered to communicate?
Yes. Stay. Stay a while and listen. They've been led by Deckard Cain.
Identify these magic items, and I'm leaving.
Stay a while and listen.
Identify the damn items.
That button's broken because the game's glitched.
All right, fine. I'm not playing anymore. Like,
no, I'll just go use my.
You cannot quit. Stay a while and listen.
Right, walk away from the computer.
leave the character back there. Leave the character to suffer, and then
you can
find yourself sitting back in front of your computer. Stay a while and listen.
Your computer stands up and follows you around. Stay a while and listen.
Anywho, so what's the plan?
Like, I suggest that we move away from this area, considering still out there there's a
And
lot
one of the things I would probably recommend is using Thieves' Cant and not your telepathic bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's been broken.
Yeah, we already figured that out, I thought.
Yeah. I'm just saying. And I wouldn't say it's been broken, I would say that it's been identified.
It's been... Oh, yeah.
Because basically a spell's activating every time you think, every time you use it.
Does that mean the spell is activating every time I talk?
Yes.
Okay.
Finding you with the detect magic is really easy.
So I just have to keep my mouth shut and use my hands?
Yes, and not think at anyone.
I don't think that's too hard.
And then the rest of your gear glows.
Suppress it! Suppress it!
It's not doing anything.
Fine,
we'll let when we walk out the front door.
Okay.
Or the side door, probably.
You guys walk out, and you guys have the nice, wide-open kill zone with the angry, angry grass.
Weren't there a lot of military people out here, too?
No. Over the past few days, they've been kind of called out to fight off the degenerates who are hankering for your blood.
Andre, what was the last command that we were told?
Evie, roll my dice. You are to inform your friends that you are safe and that they should join you.
Okay. Otherwise, we do everything we can to carry the last attempt. Otherwise, we carry on our day-to-day survival and... Yeah. Since it's DC 15 to turn the button off, somebody's under a spell, I assume we're not just sitting there going...
No,
is
that
any lower than DC 15?
We may be
I don't know.
Cards.
I think a DC 15 is pretty easy.
Yeah.
Especially if it's someone you know familiar. And since you continue your survival, that means you'll eat and whatnot, but that doesn't mean you will socialize.
Or heal.
Or heal.
Nope. Unless your life depends on you casting a healing spell.
If I'm under attack, I will heal myself.
Alright. Well then.
Alright, well, let's lose this opportunity when there's no guard to leave this area.
I agree.
You guys will hear, of course, you know, the basically tank shells and whatnot and the fire going on elsewhere inside the city. You guys will come past a couple barricades, move past them. As you guys get closer, as you guys break the barricade line, which basically is being attacked by swarms of degenerates, so slipping past is
not hard.
Is routine. As soon as you guys get back out into the city proper, you guys feel curiosity. Not anger or hostility, as previous, but curiosity.
People are looking at us with curiosity?
The city.
Oh, the building is curious.
The city, yeah. They're like, we hate you. You're normal. They like you. Why'd you leave?
The city's just like, what's going on? Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, I was just finding a safe position, but considering this place feels alive, they probably will eventually leak our position. Mm-hmm.
Stupid tattletale buildings.
They've done that before.
True. Mm-hmm. So, I guess we just have to keep moving.
All right, So.
And don't let us out of the back, because then we'll think to you.
You're safe.
And then they'll know.
Well, I guess we could try and find a group of degenerates and see if they can point us in the appropriate direction if we really want to go talk to their leader.
I don't think we should go talk to anyone else's leader.
I think everybody here wants to.
I don't know, the last time we met with someone's leader, it went pretty well.
No, it didn't.
Well,
someone became very safe.
Why don't we take to the rooftops and see if we can't figure out maybe where the degenerate's main base is? Or, well, figure something out. Maybe we can figure out where the specialist is.
No, let's do some scouting. We'll find your tall building.
Can we actually go back to the previous place, the bank? Because that was apparently a bunker. And I want to try and figure out...
What?
It was a bunker. The degenerate... the degenerate, non-degenerate gang thingy said that place was a bunker.
Yes. Now, that could be an actual bunker or just a safe position or a safe place to hide. Hmm? But if it really was a bunker, I'm trying to figure out how to access it. I'm pretty sure the others would be very similar.
It's probably true.
The other buildings will be very similar.
The other bunkers.
Yes, the other bunkers.
Yeah. The vault. No, the vault will be nothing like the bank. If it was something like that, then...
If you want down. Okay, no more barking.
Then I doubt it would have been so big a deal to get in.
I love you.
Quick question to the group. Because my spells are really just for the group.
You are safe.
This is out of game.
Do you want to be safe too?
For my 5th level board spell, I actually can take a 4th level cleric spell and put it into my list. Which is like Restoration. Or I can put like Cure Sirius at the top one, right?
Cure Critical.
Okay. Well, I already have that then. But I can put like Restoration or some other 4th level cleric spell into my 5th level board slot. Do you want me to do that?
Summon Monster.
I already have that.
Rest Monsters! Lots of them!
Yes!
What would you get bard-wise if you didn't do a cleric?
That's the thing, there aren't very many bard spells at this point for me to take.
I'm insecure. Shit.
Then I just pop another healing.
You get a cleric spell. Yeah.
Bards don't work that way. Well, I mean, I could take the cure and put it into my 5th level spell as well. So I'd have 4th level skills cure series and 5th level cure series.
Yeah, because then less spells you have to use on your healing rod, if needed.
True.
Bard spells don't seem to set up nearly as many alarms in this game than as cleric spells seem to set off.
No, I think you should have a 5th level sleep.
You want down now?
I personally kind of favor putting Restoration in there because we've needed it several times. And my bard spell I can cast...
Just to let you know, it does have a monetary cost, so you'll have to start marking off the gold.
If I use Restoration to restore negative levels.
Or Drain. Drain has a 100 GP cost.
Drain?
Yeah. Like ability Drain.
Permanent.
Oh, yeah.
Anything permanent.
I'm sorry, you said Drain. I'm thinking of a spell called Drain. I'm like...
Yes, the Drain spell.
Brain Drain.
Plumber's favorite spell.
Drain.
And Drain. I love this job.
So, do you guys want more Cure Serious, or do you want a Restoration?
Your call.
I vote more Cures.
I vote Restoration.
All right, with everyone else silent, not me leaning more towards Restoration.
Okay.
Well, I can see either or. They're both useful.
It doesn't matter to me, dude. All
right, well, I'm going to do Restoration. Okay, keep going then.
Okay.
Because I'm safe.
So am I.
So, you guys head back to...
Oh, I thought that was Evie on the
head. Yes, that's my food. You guys head back to Paylor's First Bank. Fairly familiar. With the big golem standing in the corner.
Yes, now the question is how to find it without getting in trouble with this guy.
Golem! Golem!
Okay, I'll see if it knows about a vault.
It does.
We did, remember?
Or
safety
bunker.
Deposit docks.
No. Bunker.
Could.
Well, I'll ask it.
Alright.
Greetings, citizen.
Your voice changed.
It did?
Yes.
That was my brother, Tim.
That was Skippy. What voice did I use?
It was more happy. But anyways, it doesn't matter.
Greetings, citizen.
Do you know where
the... Greetings, citizen. How are you?
Do you know where the nearest bunker would be?
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to give that information out. In addition, that is outside my programming.
So you do, but you can't.
Yes, and yes, citizen.
Alright.
Try and bluff the golem.
Since its knowledge is of this area, I'd say this is bunker here.
Okay.
Because it doesn't seem to know anything about outside.
It didn't know where the visitor center was.
I'm pretty sure that was programmed into him.
Who is he...
Who are you programmed to give that information to?
Any interested individual who is traveling through the city, so long as they are not on the registered terrorist list.
Wait, we're on the registered terrorist list?
No, we're not.
No, the Welcome Center.
Not that information.
The bunker.
The bunker.
That is registered to only be given out to government employees.
Look, we are government employees.
No, you are not. Your DNA is currently not logged.
No, we are. It's just not in this city.
We are visitors. So
you're spies. Your name is not registered.
Then you are not a member of the government. Although I welcome you into our country, foreigner.
Do you speak my language?
No.
I speak true speech.
No habla español.
One of the funniest things was my friend Bill, who's he's like, yes, I served in the army. The only bit of Russian that I remember is, I don't speak Russian. And so they'll be like, uh-huh, yeah, right. Take him in for questioning. I don't speak Russian.
The best thing to do if you're in a foreign country and don't speak the language, don't try to tell them in their language you don't speak the language. As soon as they hear you speaking their language, they'll assume you know how to speak, and they'll start talking to you.
Hey. Anyway.
You're like, that's never happened with me.
No comprende?
With two languages. They always go, oh, sorry. And then they talk to me in English.
Yeah, I've had someone say that they don't speak English in English. And I'm like, okay. Because it's fairly obvious if they are saying it in a way that they
How many foreign countries have you been to?
Me, personally, none. I'm talking about from experience of people that other people have told me.
Well, our experience completely contradicts what people have told me.
So therefore, I can log in what other people have told me again.
Because it makes sense for someone to learn that much.
Where's the bathroom and I don't speak your language?
Yes, where's the bathroom is a good statement. At this point, they won't try talking, they'll say, there. Anyways, I'm safe, guys.
20.
Gosh dang, your internet sucks. Our little BSRD.
Why isn't our,
It's because you're using knowledge.
Stuff.
DNA.
I have knowledge. They're not that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
you are not a registered government official.
I have their highest tier thing, so they...
Is our DNA logged?
It's just... It might be our...
This model does not have access to your DNA.
But I haven't had any issues with it.
We probably are.
We're switching to AT&T.
Or at least being...
Keep in mind, none of us even know what DNA is. What programming is.
Sucks.
We're saving $20.
That's why I'm asking. I'm like,
and we're getting more bandwidth and megabytes per second.
Nice.
Yeah. For less.
How would we become logged?
You would register with the government, and then the government would come and update this programming.
Oh.
When was the last time they updated your programming?
Give us a date.
He rattles off a date to you, and you're...
Wrong calendar.
How many cycles ago was that?
That was... He'll rattle off some really long cycles based on solar cycles.
I don't know what that is, but I'm assuming that's a long-ass time ago.
Honestly don't know.
It's at least a few thousand.
Could you not logically discern then that the government has collapsed?
It's not in my programming to discern.
Catatonian government would never collapse.
Ricardo, you do realize this thing doesn't have much logic.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of logic. Logical operators.
Where's your, what is it? Technical support.
I assume that's a human part. Someone who was formerly human.
Do you think you can try and trick it to think that it needs fixing?
I would recommend not deceiving me. Yes, I know that was in Thieves Game.
No.
Psst. I think you should lie to it.
Can I bluff it?
It will be really hard.
That's because why
if it has a self-monitoring system... Okay, no, sure, you can bluff it!
We have no idea!
You can bluff it! bluff it, why not? You can bluff any other guard.
Not with that roll.
Well, it's not. There's not much of a point. I don't really have that high of a bluff.
I suppose.
19.
Hey, there are currently no abnormalities detected in my physical form or my programming.
I think you should distract it and I disable it.
All right. I will start going to the project saying that we are indeed government officials and we are here. Your program needs to be updated, so we port back here, blah, 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 blah.
Give me your government code.
Now we'll give a code.
That code is invalid.
Can I disable it?
Well, it is the previous code.
or does my sneak not do that?
You would have to have really high sneak.
I have really high sneak, Andre.
Yes, he does.
Yes, you do. You have to basically go find some cover from it and then try and sneak.
There's always a bush in the corner.
Darkness.
There's always a plant in the corner.
Unfortunately, when you cast darkness in Paylor's bank, it doesn't work. You go, ha! Darkness! There seems to be daylight.
Wait. Oh, wait, the arcane caster probably put daylight here.
Can't you get covered by cleric going behind it, and then it doesn't see you anymore when it's behind it?
Honestly, any smart security guard or robot would sneak behind you, sneak behind you.
Well, it wouldn't be obvious.
How about I go into one of the offices, hide behind something in there, and then, like, do something?
I would ask, as you not, please not enter any of the employees' offices.
We did that before and didn't care.
I would ask that you please not enter one of the employees' offices.
Don't worry, I've got an appointment.
Registered.
So, okay, see, if we start tampering with things, it'll come up to us.
Yeah.
We can get behind it that way.
But anyways, I'm going to try to hide that way.
All right, give me a stealth check.
And I'll move to the other side and actually start tampering with things.
51.
That palm tree in the corner?
It's recently approached us saying, do not mess with this, do not do that. So I figured if I do something with this box thing...
Give me a bluff. This is an assist. That's what you're doing.
13.
You assist.
Okay.
9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
My auto assist.
it basically comes over and goes, would you please stop? You will be able to sneak behind it. Now... You have to find its control panel. It's not straight disable device. You have to find the panel first.
So I need to do perception?
Yes, you actually need to look for it.
Is 35 good enough?
35 is not good enough for it.
Okay.
I will do my best
to roll higher than a 10.
Is it a trap?
It is not a trap.
19.
Hey.
Pretty good?
Okay, so that would be 9 higher, so 44.
44. All right, Tyler... It's nigh impossible to notice something like this, but you rolled a 44, so nigh impossible is what you do. You are guessing by the vague, old markings.
Like 10 billion years old markings?
I'm like,
you are guessing that there is probably a shape metal that goes off whenever the proper code is given so that its control panel will expose itself. That is your logical guess. By the very vague misshapings of the...
Use magic device.
Use magic device. Go ahead.
This is the code you're looking for. Does 29 get it?
29 does not get it.
You actually have to roll. I'm sorry.
Is that 5? Is that 5 more than...
No, it is not.
Okay. Then I did not fail enough for it to matter.
Yeah. That is 5 more.
Okay. 41. No, 40, actually.
All right. So you pop open its control panel. And then it goes, shutting down. For technicians, convenience.
Yay, I win!
Go see. Go team typing.
There's a bunch of wires and whatnot that you don't recognize.
Go team typing. Yeah.
Hey, you know, this reminds me of the time you were in the elevator just not long ago.
Yeah.
Just put that there and see what happens.
Well, technically, if you just leave it like this, it's fine.
I wasn't planning on disabling it any further.
That's what I'm saying. If you just leave it like this, it's fine.
Please don't mess with the inner workings of the thing that could likely crush us.
Are you certain? I mean, you could probably kick its ass.
You guys could kick its ass. I, however, will not attempt to sneak attack it.
Wait, its wires are exposed. Those are its vital points.
That is actually something they did in Mutants and Masterminds.
Really? In addition, that's also something they do in 4th Ed.
Oh.
Yeah, like, zombies aren't immune to criticals. Their weakness is criticals.
Yeah.
Because they don't connect very well.
No, well, it's more like the zombie legends, you chop off their head and they die.
Alright, so, it's shut down for your convenience.
Can I keep it shut down?
We don't know for how long.
Yeah, you want to start fiddling with wires?
It might actually come back online, so I
guess you could tear something out.
Oh,
I know that works.
Disabled.
Well, let me finish up my math on this one.
Right, I suppose we'll start looking around.
You know, you're there too.
Yeah. I hop to the other side of the
Well, let us look around.
Okay. An alarm goes off.
Meh.
I search the... Is there a big vault door or something?
Wait.
Wait,
didn't
he disable the alarm?
No.
Big doors.
Oh. He alarmed the bell on the front door.
Yes, there was a bell on the front door. He disabled it.
That was a trap.
And there's a trap inside the door.
I see it.
Ha!
Why would you put a bell right there? It's so it's like right there and exposed. That's such a crappy alarm trap.
I just realized it's not really a trap. It's yeah.
No, there are times I've walked in the store and then the thing makes a strange beeping sound. It completely catches me off. Man, what
the? But anyways, dude, I would consider 41 is my standard. All
right, you do 41. And at the end of 41, it stands up. Tampering detected.
Fuck.
Be a shit. And basically, you're kind of going, this one looks important, this one looks important. They built a redundancy. That's wicked! I'm not really going to draw it out. I'm going to place your minis in appropriate spots.
All my steam jacks are over at Tyler's.
Andre, do I have to roll?
No, there wasn't many over there.
Some of my steam jacks.
Some of my steam jacks. No, therefore is not an appropriate model.
There's
a steam jack over there?
Dreadnought right there.
Dreadnought's too big.
On the plate.
No, it's not.
Oh, come on.
It's the size of a large.
Yeah.
It's actually the size of a huge.
No, it's not. It's slightly over a large.
It's a fat large.
You could technically put it into a huge space, but it doesn't really fit there either.
It's a fat large.
Hey, look, I give
and then
you a
these
plank.
Two had jumped basically behind the teller station. That's what you guys said you
yeah,
were.
Yeah, we were.
I'm assuming I can't sneak attack this thing, right?
That is correct.
No, are you gonna put
despite having wires exposed? No.
So this is not 4th edition or Mutants and Masterminds.
Or Mutants and Masterminds.
Grenades. And
I'm curious, does the golem count as an inanimate object?
No.
Okay.
It is definitely animate.
Odd number of CanCon dice.
I had an odd number to begin with. Ryan?
So you either lost an even number or have not lost any.
Wait.
Tyler.
Might be somewhere in my backpack.
Alex dice fail me again. 9.
9. It has a redundancy system, Alec.
Do you want to use one of his?
Yeah, I want to.
Jessica.
I'm sorry, 23.
20.
Wait.
I keep rolling really bad on initiative, but then it sounds pretty good because, you know, I have plus 11. But I never get, like, you know, the, I rolled a 19, I got a 30 or something, you know.
I just want to let you know now. First attack of any given round, always assume I'm power attacking.
Okay.
I have the feat that lets me ignore the penalties on my first swing, so...
You don't just power attack on your first swing, though. It's power attack for the whole round.
Yes, but since I vital strike with you not hasting...
I totally hasted!
You are safe.
No, I did. I hasted everybody inside this little hole.
So you don't...
Would you like to join us? Would you like to join us? Would you like to join us?
We're safe there.
Can you close that bag?
My fingers pop up.
I need dice, Tyler.
For why, though?
And it will operate on 26.
Nice.
Holy crap.
It will operate on that number.
Tampering detected!
Fuck!
Cease and desist, citizen!
I'm desisting!
You're not ceasing.
No, you're working on that, though.
No, Alec. The line is, you're not ceasing.
It's a 36.
To hit?
Yes.
You hit me by 6.
And a 39.
Wait, you said 39? No, that doesn't hit him. He has an attack range of only from 30 to 38.
There are times when I wish I was Monk Rogue.
What?
Sneak attack!
Yeah.
2d10 plus 20. Whatever. 46.
Countless d6. 35,
39, plus 30 is 69.
Now. I wish there was a point where you could sneak attack.
Rock'em Sock'em Robot style.
Unsneakable attack creatures, but only them.
Alright.
There's actually some classes for that.
So, really, the Dreadnought's kind of appropriate.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you do notice that magic is activated on it.
Ooh. It's at 60.
It's what? Magical.
9, I believe.
But then again, golems are typically.
It's plus 1 reflection.
You were behind the teller station with the alarm going off, and all you heard was, "Cease and desist, citizen!" Boom, boom!
That sounds bad.
Alright, can I hop over and get...
It's a movement action to basically hop over, unless you want to give me an acrobatic shift to go for the counter.
Do it! Do it!
No, go around it.
20, or 36.
You're fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Alright,
I will stay a space back and lunge.
Lunge!
Lunge!
Actually,
yeah, it's that one.
Sorry, right. It's a fat base.
Vital strike. I rage.
Very well.
Power attack.
Power attack, blah, blah. All right. Am I flanking or...
No, you are not.
He has a tail ring.
Is it a ring or a claw?
It's 40 it's enough to hit it.
40 is indeed enough to hit it.
More, looks more like a chain. Like,
can I vital strike it?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Vital strike is not precision-based damage.
Yeah. It's just doubling dice damage. Although, for all... Yeah. It's one of those weird ones. Go ahead.
I will apply frost damage to my weapon.
Cause... He ignores it.
Okay. I'll have to choose a different weapon later.
Try electrical.
Alright, vital strike. Vicious still works on it, correct?
Yes. Is that straight up physical damage? Yes. What weapon... What, modified material or? Is your weapon made of?
Regular old metal.
There you go. Swing away.
Yeah, I'm not overcoming his DR.
That's fine. That's how I want it.
My sword is made of silver adamantium.
Actually, there was... Oh, they had weapons like that back in Catatonia.
I know.
Actually, no, we just had either or.
Yeah, well...
You can't mix the two so it was swirly? I think that'd be awesome.
No, which means if you have an adamantium sword... Well, adamantium chainsword with the sword...
That would
lower
the damage by one. That's not good.
But if you
by
have
one,
the adamantium sword with the chain being silver.
Call it Silvarium.
56.
56. All right.
Silvantium.
Silvantium.
Denison, you are attacking a guard vessel. I would recommend that you lay down your weapons and submit to the law.
Please assume the party in submission position.
Cut out.
That's a good idea, guys, because we'll be safe. He'll take us back to the tower.
Can we hear this? Submit.
Hold open.
We Ryan submit in the moment.
Ryan and it's Jessica.
Ryan technically goes first.
Oh, God. You shoot it lots of times after judgmenting it.
I judge you,
actually,
judgmenting
myself.
I judge myself worthy, because that's the type of system we're in.
Damn.
That's...
Wow.
As your gods go, no, you're arrogant, jerk.
Where the hell are you?
Your gods.
You're where?
And your gods go, I can't seem to get to him right now.
No, the gods are like, wait a minute, can we have a...
It does not.
Somewhere, where did he go?
Alright, well then I missed 3 times. No, wait. 37.
37 will hit.
Oh, sweet. I forgot about Bane.
Bane
construct? Actually, greater Bane.
Yeah, I think he does. that
yeah, Greater Bane? I have Greater Bane.
Oh.
So.
Just let you know. I am not, it's not that I'm forgetting your own vicious damage, it's that I'm immune to it.
I'm not activating the fire pit.
You can now, I assume it wouldn't hurt it anymore. Previously, you can get what, 2?
Okay. 14 plus 6 is 20.
20! Okay. Jessica.
Has he taken no damage yet?
No, he's taking 36.
I hurt him a little.
I will spend a key point and make myself adamantium. Because I know that... Well, suggested...
By the way, you are no longer in your light load because you're too heavy.
Damn it.
Because only your hands and feet are adamantium.
That means I can't flurry of elbows.
You killed him!
No. Flurry of elbows. Flurry of shoulders. You shimmy
ethan. It's a shimmy.
I have nipple adamantium.
I will attempt a trip and I will be kicking, not punching.
There you go. Okay. Good luck.
Yes.
I'm not sure the trip will help, but you can do it, girl. You can do it.
He will be on the ground and he has to spend a movement action to stand up if it so wishes.
And attack of opportunity.
46.
Not quite.
Because deflection adds to AC.
Yes, it does.
To CMD. CMD.
Yeah. Is it, DR? I assume it's DR is an alignment based.
It is not.
It's DR is golem DR, which is adamantium.
Yeah. It's just hardy. That's all it is. Oh. Because after centuries of making golems, they start to make golems better. Because they're like, yeah, we've done iron golems. Those are pushovers. Okay. let's improve on the model.
Okay. We will take silver... adamantium?
And star metal?
Star metal, and mix it all together.
We'll call it Starvarium.
We'll call it Bob.
Might.
A Bob elemental.
And double. 18?
No.
I don't think so.
36 is target number.
Yeah? No.
What?
36.
Oh. 36.
What?
What? What does it say? Oh, total destruction.
Oh, you use the eagle?
Yes.
Total destruction.
And that misses. One hit.
Good job.
You know, Kay, I would love to provide bonuses for you, but...
2, because I'm flanking.
But you're supposed to be staying.
Technically, you're not. She hasn't swung yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't quite got going yet. I was so surprised.
Okay, Hiana, you don't need a fight. Just assume the surrender position and he'll take us back to the tower.
Party submission position.
I don't think he'll take you back to the tower.
Plus 4 strength is going to be 22.
No, Valve released the comment connecting Portal 1 6. And Portal 3 recently.
Yes, I saw
technically
it.
Technically, what it hit. Okay.
Yes, then you have
really
to
short, though.
Only comic, basically.
Because I'm kidding.
It didn't work, and look at
that's
that.
That's fine. And then...
It's just interesting, though, the guy who drew all those pictures in Portal 1 wasn't another test subject. He was an ex-Aperture Science employee. Who was
32?
Schizophrenic, was it?
18 plus 14?
Well...
32.
Paranoid schizophrenic, that was it.
Because he heard the... Cube talking to him.
52.
And he carried it on his back. Like
well, it did turn out to be useful.
8.
Yes.
Helped him crawl into the bed where he died.
4.
Yes.
71.
But he saved Chell.
Yes. Okay. So it's up to 107.
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what I need to trip it. You said 46?
46.
I hate that. I don't know why. Once I learned how to do the spray, it just happens when
you
want it. I need
a 22.
You... Okay, natural 22.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tyler.
I'm like...
Oh, it hurts on the way from it.
Tumble away.
I'm like, oh.
Does it seem to be higher than 39?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It gets to smack me.
It will hit.
Does that reach?
Yes, it does.
Smacks me again if it can.
Yes, it can.
This is gonna hurt.
You might miss this time.
What?
He does not have a 15-foot reach.
Okay. What do you get on a singing swing?
8 plus 25 is 33.
Oh. Plus 25.
I don't have mobility.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I can do math.
I didn't think of 8.
11, 19, 49.
can't cajole you into healing. We can't control cajole him into healing, can we?
No.
All right, we need to steal his rod.
I'll just get it.
Top of the round.
What?
You tumbled and moved. Do you have any other actions?
I tumbled and moved?
Yes. That well, statement is not wrong.
Can I keep going?
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to get the fuck away from him, and I'm going to throw something at him.
Okay. My statement was not wrong, though.
I was doing math, and you tried to move on.
Yes, I did.
Bastard. How much damage did you do, since you distracted me?
49.
79.
73.
Okay.
94.
100,000!
That's upside down.
A 36 is his AC. Assuming you have precise shot. If you don't at this point, I will be...
7.
No. It's over his AC. You know the rules.
Damn. Expect to thack out?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was operating in a very old system.
I rolled a 1.
So we have a shoot.
So, 12.
12.
With my Golem Bane Scarab.
Oh, yes.
So it actually goes through all of it?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
But unfortunately, Tal, you threw the Golem Bane Scarab.
Crap.
No, it goes straight through him. It just pierces right through.
Wait, can you get returning on the Golem Bane Scarab?
So both Jessica and Tyler completely overcome this thing's DR, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
I don't do much damage.
I had to spend a key point.
He'll go ahead and power attack on you. Citizen, stand down, or I will use lethal force.
What are you using now?
One hit.
Semi-lethal force.
This is gonna hurt.
I'm glad he's not swinging at me, because I have a -4 AC right now.
Yes, because you lunged.
Because I lunged and I'm raging.
One, four, eight, 12,
by the way,
16.
I'm incorporeal. Do you know that?
Total, right?
Yep.
Dude, you totally could go incorporeal when I have Ghost Touch Fist as well.
I've been tempted.
Can I see the advanced plans?
48.
It's really fun when I try and go through walls and my hand gets stuck.
I just need to see if it's once per rage I determine what elemental type I do, or if it's I can switch it mid-rage.
Okay. That was its turn. I'm informing building security.
I highly doubt they will respond.
Yes, we took care of them.
It shows when the barbarian begins to rage. So I'm doing frost damage for the rest of this rage unless I wants to drop.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
I chose frost. I should have chose Sonic.
Or electric.
Sonic? Yeah, there's a few things that
except in Catatonia, because everyone else realized that too.
Higher than last time.
Then somehow I still think you hit his AC.
Just maybe, though.
How do you resist Sonic, do they?
I assume you...
Yeah, you're wrong about that.
Yeah.
He can lunge.
No, he's lunging.
No.
30,
32,
33, 50... 62,
so
42 points of damage.
So 42, so he's up to 46. Okay, and then we go
foam on him.
No, Andrea,
Jessica and,
oh, dang it.
Ryan.
You go to June.
Give it rabies.
Andre said I couldn't have rabies.
Bless.
Damn it, Andre.
Bless. I thought you said blast, and I'm like... Blast from me?
Alright, everyone now has a +1. Jessica.
And we just set off some alarm somewhere, because it's like, cleric spell.
Mm-hmm. Cleric spell detected. You god-fearing heathen.
You don't get that spell back until we get out of the city.
Yeah, I know.
Just saying.
Okay, you said it was a 36.
Yeah. Well,
it's a 36. And his AC has not changed.
The order is
I was just double
kind
checking.
Of weird, so.
It's turned on page 13.
I need to 15 on my first two hits.
Good luck.
No.
No. And then basically natural 20 check for everything else.
This is how good the internet is here.
I actually really enjoyed that comic, though.
Yeah.
I love the art.
Tyler!
Keep editing.
I will throw the digger. Actually, yeah, I will pull up my crossbow.
So 22. 22.
Because I can shoot
once per round.
17.
Good.
11. Damn it. I assume I can't crit.
That is correct, sir.
But you 12. Hit very well.
Alright, let's see.
Does a 24 hit?
No.
Do you have your plus one from that?
I don't think that makes it a 36. 24 plus 1 equals 36.
That's right.
Here. Now I can actually add all my stuff together.
You did one more?
This is the reason why this is a good idea.
Wow.
Okay, I'm being buffed.
58.
Hey, I didn't do any damage in this turn.
Oh, okay.
Top of the round.
I'm higher than 58 by now.
Holy shit!
You did the most damage to him, so he's targeting you.
Yeah.
Power attack.
You holy shit, man.
Your AC is a what?
28.
Start doing math.
Two hits.
Alright, while Andre does math internet, here's a random piece of information. The name of the city we call Bangkok is actually 115 letters long in the Thai language. That's right, it's 115 letters long for the city we call Bangkok. Thank you, Snap.
114.
Almost
114. Cease and desist.
That looks painful.
Alec Gerger.
Mm-hmm. At least you ignore, you know, 8 per hit.
16.
Yep.
We put cameras inside the cameras. You'll never suspect.
So to break the outside camera, but
this is his AC. It hasn't changed.
I know.
He's doing me. He's double checking.
And only at this turn he'll activate dodge. Ho ho! 37 now.
Hey, he matches me.
26, 36, 43, 55. So 35 more points.
35. So he's up to 178.
All right. Can I borrow 3d8 from someone? I activate my renewed vigor.
Is that a movement or a standard?
I believe it's a movement, maybe.
Well, while you're looking that up, because it won't affect either of these guys' turns.
Another cleric spell. Inquisitor spell. Divine spell.
Okay. The alarm's going off. Whoop, whoop. Shoot the whoop, shoot the whoop, shoot the whoop.
Here's your
spider. No, Audrey is saying, screw it up, Pooch, screw it up, Pooch.
Alec, you heal 26 for me.
Deska, do you remember your kick?
So now it's, I said it's 15 less times,
and that's a quick time. I can't do it this round, it's a standard action.
He's gonna hit you. Those before are 18s. You go next, isn't he? Do you go before it?
No.
I healed him, though.
One. He did 100, over 100 damage to him.
I know.
I still had more than half my hit points left.
Okay.
That's why I came over here now and started healing, because I'm not going to be able to keep up with his damage, but I can at least delay it a little bit.
Ooh, windy.
30.
So it's up to 208.
Rain tomorrow.
Let me look.
16 plus 6 is 22 plus 8.
Saturday.
Tyler, you need to do 12 points of damage.
It's can you do
to
it?
Be cloudy though.
Okay, I have to help out with some community
yes.
service.
I did 15.
Laura was 2.
Give that away, daycare.
So it's up to.
Yeah, I think so. But she's going to my birthday extravaganza.
Yeah, let's see. 30.
We're going to the Legends. Drinking stuff.
Dr. Pan, the ficus plant? Is that what 31 is for?
What? No, I'm trying to shoot it.
Okay.
If you're interested, there's a
on Tyler's turn, tomorrow. It deactivates. On 26, it reactivates.
What?
It has fast healing.
Wait, did it deactivate when it...
Yeah.
Does that mean my 34 hit?
Its AC doesn't change.
Okay.
Because 20 of it is from natural armor, and 6 of it is from deflection.
I'm just saying, if it deactivates, the deflection might go away.
No, it does not. It reactivates.
Your violation of public destroying the public property has been noted.
I think hits on you.
If we keep kicking, they'll start failing more.
I agree. Keep going. 60,
70, 80, 90, 105. Bam! Bam!
Oh, 89, so 150, 61.
The authorities should arrive in 6 months. In unspecified timeline. Alec, your
six
turn.
6 months sounds about right. What do you think?
I can't crit on it.
That's correct.
Can it, does my burst do anything?
If you can overcome 12 points of damage, 12 points of elemental damage.
You can. Burst is a d6 plus a d10, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Okay, so I might crit on it. I crit on it.
Roll your d6 and your d10.
11.
Almost.
Less doesn't do anything?
Huh?
No.
That's only to hit.
Helping him hit.
10,
I'd help more, but that's my only buff spell.
Because you were counting on Steven being dead. But he's safe right now.
And he will be safe for about 31 days.
No, 24, thank you.
Okay. Is there a way to...
63 points of damage.
Break enchantment. 63.
Break enchantment.
So, 43. Probably.
There's three ways I thought of to stop.
It shuts back down.
I don't know. The only person that could have that spell is...
Yeah.
I can have it.
Let's leave now.
I can have it.
You have to memorize it. And that's another problem.
Leave.
Actually, I'm spontaneous. But,
I am talking, by the way. I doubt I can use Thieves' Cant while raging.
No.
Go! Much manual dexterity! Too angry!
Plus, you're also holding on to a sword. So it's kind of hard.
Time speaks in BDSM. Dialect action from law on me, it'll allow me another will save with +2.
Okay.
So I assume the guess on me is lawful.
Yeah.
Ooh. You heal 33.
28.
He'll eventually catch up to the damage.
Jessica.
He's slowly getting there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing what I can, okay?
Thank you so much!
I am being sincere! Really?
Now you need 18s.
Let's see.
By the way, guys, we want to use my staff as little as possible because I can't recharge it down here.
Yeah, do you want us to run around nearly dead?
Yes. Wait. You know why?
Why?
Because we're
no,
safe.
I did not crit.
But it still hit.
Oh, yes, it's true. I figured that too. Okay.
Nice.
40, 50.
63. 63,
yeah.
So it's now 2, 3, 14.
Yeah, that's a lot of hit points.
It's dead.
Maybe.
Was it ever really alive? That's the next question.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I went over to it. I tried to disable it again.
There's the panel's gone.
Well, I know what to do.
Put a stick of TNT into it and walk away.
Nope. 35.
Put him in the.
I'm sorry, actually 25. Beat it up some more so it doesn't get back up.
Its turn, it heals 15 hit points. It's now 299.
I hate golems that heal. How many golems have we come across that actually heal?
On their own? 0.
Here, hold this.
No one's using fire, are they? That looks a little cold. I'm not using my fists for that technique.
He can't rage anymore because he's so happy.
What we didn't realize, the golem main scarab has a calm emotions effect on it.
I was so happy.
I think that makes it my turn.
Yes, it does make it your turn.
Know what?
No on the merch. Elemental damage. Oh. That's not DR. That's just resist elements.
You ignore all of it? All DR? With
thanks
that?
To the scarab, yes. You cost me, yes.
Like I need it.
Just not resist elements.
Ten.
It doesn't get through that.
Because resist elements is its own puppy.
So 21, 22, 31, 48,
excuse me.
60.
60, so it's back up to 359.
Yeah! We could start slowly fee fiving, so we have to give ourselves plus two.
Alright. Ryan and Jessica.
Don't worry about healing me at this point, Ryan.
Okay. Good, because I only have three of those left.
Hang on to them. I can rage heal myself. Which isn't.
And if she falls over, then healing.
My rage heal is not divine energy, it's just blood clotting. Is how I justify that.
Yeah. Blood for the blood god.
It's due to your sheer ignorance of how the laws of nature really work. You force your wounds to close.
Whiff! The attack deals damage to you instead of the target as you kick yourself in the shin.
I trip myself. Alright, I can do that.
Do you successfully trip yourself?
Shoot a whoop.
No. I got one hit. One hit on me. Go on. It. It's 8 plus 16.
Yeah.
On me.
Yeah, I don't know how to work this one.
On me, I do 19.
Oh, you want to break these? So
okay.
Pigs fall off the
ground. Tyler.
Kill me. It hurt.
That's a one.
You activate the defense mechanism.
Here.
Oh, there's a bitty going off. Oh, this time it's a 34.
Can I assist him?
That is activate blindly.
Okay.
The panel is now open.
Alright. Next turn, I can save it.
Honestly, just roll, Tyler, because it is more than 15 away.
Natural one.
You activate the defense systems.
Is anyone else wants to be the Benny?
No, because we're safe.
Okay. It's if he fails by 5, he activates the defense system.
I think you fail by 5.
Alright. I know that 41 doesn't get it, so I have to roll.
Mm-hmm.
It is 2 less than 41, so 39.
39. That will activate the defense mechanism.
I know where it is.
Higher.
Oh, higher than 41, so 43.
You do not succeed, but you do not activate the defense mechanism.
44.
You still don't activate it, but you know that you're within the little... You're probably like one off.
Did Ryan do what he was trying to do?
Assist? No, you can't assist on disabling the control panel.
Okay, that was...
There, it's not big enough for two people. It's just not designed
that. Did it close when I failed?
No.
Okay, activate the defense mechanism.
Alright. You are touching it, so it just hits. You take 30 electricity.
You take 25.
Because you don't have spell resistance.
I can't dodge it.
Shocking grasp. And you're touching it.
Damn it!
You were at 34, you took 45, you have
9 hits. Well, technically, yeah, you're touching it. I'm not going to have it make a touch attack on you when you're the one touching it.
It would not get you.
It would
you.
Not have touched you. It loses intelligence.
Can I get a heal before I try again?
Yes.
I don't think you actually took damage there since he rolled for it.
No, he hits. Because he's touching it. That's the way it is. Although, technically, it is a trap, I will allow you a reflex. That seems reasonable.
30.
Take that.
Of course, now that I said this, I have to think up some random DC, because I just assumed it auto-hit.
It could be it's a hit trap.
It hits you.
Okay. So here we are.
It just seems odd.
16 plus 13, 29.
It's static electricity. It lashes out at you. 29,
yeah.
Alright. I can touch it again.
No.
So painful.
Ah. No.
Oh, I actually did good this time.
You got it.
I got it finally.
Yes.
I got it. 46.
Congratulations. You finally... It shuts down.
Okay.
But it continues to mend. It's disabled, but you'll notice that it continues to mend itself.
Fine. Take that. Yeah.
I return your scarab.
Thank you.
Oh, while I was standing there...
Where's the plus one deflection from him?
The 6 points of deflection, you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, sorry.
That's a good question. You'd have to cut this thing apart or ask a mage.
Can we cut it apart?
17 plus my Yukon.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah, I suppose it's true.
I heal 23 points as I defy the laws of nature.
I will not stop you.
I will probably copy it, except not as ferociously.
As the two of us sit here and go like, you know what?
No, I go...
Fuck physics. And a lot of other natural laws.
That seems more like biology, not physics.
Fuck biology!
Well, let's just go and see if we can
find
it.
Well, when you think about it, some lizards lose their own tails and they're screwed back.
Search for it.
Alright, you'll, since you're searching at a rate of basically...
Isn't there those double giant doors? Weren't there?
Yeah, that just leads into the normal vault.
Is there, there's probably not enough money in here that would count for us.
Yeah, there's no money in it. There's lots of paper.
Paper? Why are they keeping paper?
Oh, where's all their coins?
These must be a lot of scrolls.
Can you give me a soda?
Tiny, tiny little scrolls.
Get me one.
Swipe the Coke or what?
Yes, yeah, Coke for me anyway.
Yes.
Sprite.
That's an or question.
Sprite. I said Sprite and a Coke.
I said Sprite or a Coke.
Alright, Andre, I got a 38 to activate these obviously magical scrolls.
There's inflation.
Oh!
Activate inflation. Your money's now worth less.
Well, on the other side, I'm just going to trade this in for bottle caps anyway.
What might have been on the money is a tracking system for launderers.
Ha! Sir?
It inks.
At some long forgotten building. Hey, boss, a light just came on the wall.
Who cares?
After searching for about an hour, so because you take about a minute per 5 foot square, and there's lots of square feet.
It's not like we don't have time to kill.
Yeah, it's not like you're in a hurry.
I mean, you got six.
You will indeed basically find in basically the head guy's office, the manager Bob's office. Basically, there is a secret door that you activate, and by activate I mean she pries it open, crowbar style. And it heads down. And a good image for this area is imagine something like a fallout bunker with the.
Cool. Oh.
On this one.
Hey, we're safe.
There's a
now.
62. Well, no. There's a note. There's symbols on it.
I can.
It looks a lot like that floor that had the.
I borrow Steven's necklace. I'm borrowing this for a moment.
I'm sorry.
But no!
Take your attack for 50.
Hand me a d20. Actually, I got one down here. I'm sorry.
I would be surprised if he actually hits you.
I will not let you shield for me.
Why would
I'll be surprised if he actually does damage to you.
Because it basically told him to be hostile at this point.
Oh, he's punching me, right? Since he didn't.
No, he has his Morningstar.
He didn't have it drawn. He's safe. Why would he have it drawn?
Because I told him to.
Hostile.
You're obviously not listening to him.
Oh, okay.
And there is a connection because you have to open it up to.
Except if I command attack my enemy, I get another will save. Command attack my ally, get another.
Go ahead, take your will save.
All right, everyone, get your binnies ready.
Than mine.
I rolled a 19 plus 26.
I'm not safe.
No, I'm safe. I'm safe. Alec, just so you know, what is your AC?
Swinging Atana, not a good idea. I am not safe.
Whoa, my shield isn't bad. My shield is advancing 29.
Haha! I hit you.
And now he'll take his will save because he just wanted to hit you just to prove he's gone.
Oh, okay. That wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
How much damage did you do?
5.
So 0.
Pass DR?
No. Okay. Wait. I have a D6 of frost. 6.
5. I have 4 energy resistance frost.
Now you get your will save.
I already made it. No, I see. I'm going to swing as he's on his hand. You know what? What the?
Well, at least
hey, give me back my necklace, sucker.
But you're safe.
No, I'm not. Get out of your bag. I have full memory of what happened, right?
All right, just a sec.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he's back to normal.
I can tell he's not dominated anymore. Because I made the DC 15.
My necklace.
Can you read the door then?
Yes. Cash. It's 62.
No, you can't because I closed my bag.
Well, let the healer out. The healer out.
Make your will safe.
Oh, I get another one?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What is the DC?
I opened it up.
You should probably get 32. Another hostile in the bag. Or hold.
No.
All right.
31.
Take your full attack on Steve.
Full attack.
Full attack.
Oh gosh, Steven.
Include power attack.
Oh god.
Why?
Oh god.
Because
she was commanded to.
Oh, you want me to?
Yes.
Okay.
Since I was prepared for battle, my AC is a 30.
16 plus 15.
You fail.
I fail.
Swing it, Steven.
Oh god.
What would you need to make that will save, by the way, Amanda?
It's like she needs a 17. It's
not worth spending bennies on?
Yeah.
He'll take some damage, and then we can get him to break the dominate person with a break enchantment.
Yeah.
22?
And he's not dead.
22. That does not hit.
If he's dead, he's...
Or...
Tyler, actually, if he's
17
dead,
plus 10.
Yeah.
27 doesn't hit you.
I could as well.
30.
Well, 30,
okay.
Tyler, apparently I was ready for battle.
And a crit!
And then I don't hit on the last one.
No, I only hit you once, at least.
Yeah. Out of 4 attacks.
Decapitation.
I'll take that one. You shatter his jaw. Normal damage, 1 con damage. He cannot bite or speak.
I can't cast my bard spells to restore that either.
Yep.
Okay, sorry.
So we're gonna
I should have left
heal charge
that.
On you, aren't we?
No, we're just going to have to use a heal check on him.
Okay.
Oh, true.
And
then wait for the morning.
6 plus 29.
Well, I was going to want to rest.
7 plus 29.
Until healed, right?
Yeah, until healed.
7 plus 29.
36.
Your jaw's broken? I
or
recommend not talking.
Like
Alright, so, Steven, roll initiative.
We don't
since you guys are in the cubbyhole together.
Should I?
Yes, you need to roll initiative too.
Charge 19. Scroll,
21.
Okay.
You get to react.
Stamp right
I withdraw
hole.
Out of the hole.
It was closed.
No, it wasn't. It was closed.
Then we heard fighting through the hole.
Okay.
I suggested to see to reopen it because he was inside with a hostile action, and then he falls out broken. That, and I'm like, yeah.
Do I get my attack of opportunity?
Yeah. No, he withdrew.
Oh.
Wait, I take a half a draw because that's a rule that is in Pathfinder.
Mm-hmm.
I take movement action to withdraw, and then I take standard to close it.
Okay.
So I did. Okay. Bye.
You're in the hole now. You're safe.
Oh, hi guys.
Cards.
Just so you know, there's some really high-level casts.
You will go ahead and refocus.
Refocus?
Yes. That means you will act on a 27 for whenever someone else opens up the hole.
You're just sitting there holding your sword going...
Yep. Refocus.
All right,
I'm
going
to chop fingers. I'm determined to.
All right. Dick, don't move. We're going to fix your job.
I'm going to encourage
you. No.
I'll be gentle.
Okay. Hold on.
There, I heal.
You're attacked. Okay, so
I made the DC.
On 27, you will go ahead and drop your weapon, pull out your bow, and fire.
You got it.
Okay.
How much cover do I have?
Yeah,
the same as her. 9/10.
Okay.
You said open up a little, so I was imagining both sides. You're basically fighting the door.
Then she doesn't have cover.
No, you don't have cover. Her bow has the property that ignores cover.
Oh, okay. I have the ability that I ignore cover.
So you both do
that. 23 plus 16 hits. I'm pretty sure.
Plus 16?
Yeah.
So that's a 42. Yeah. Do you have quick draw?
Yes, I do.
Then you will fire your full volley.
Alright, the first one misses.
Yeah, deflect. Or snatch.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's so, right. You're wearing, like, vests, aren't you?
Yes.
You also have DR10 versus yes, range.
The last one I did was 23.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 23, so I hit.
Question, you're probably more than 10 points of damage?
9 plus, or...
Yeah, pause it. It can do, like, 12.
Oh, okay.
16 plus...
I think it's plus 4. See. Or 5. So we can do...
What was the last one I did? Was it 17, you said?
Yeah.
Minus 5?
So 12. 12, so 28.
28. On the third one?
What?
28 on...
That misses.
Okay, and then 5 less than 12.
So plus 7.
Natural 1.
They really don't care about that. Misjudge the distance. All attack rolls beyond the first range increment have triple the normal distance penalty.
Ooh.
Okay, so...
Are there arrows coming out of that hole?
Hold on, we're gonna knock her out.
Hold on.
Plus a d6.
I do break enchantment as a domain.
And do you have the greater penetrating strike?
Let's see if I have to overcome SR.
No.
Or how low penetrating strike?
She doesn't have SR.
She doesn't have spell resistance. But I don't have breaking chain.
I don't know where
you also need to figure out, does it have a verbal component?
That's another major part. That's why I'm looking it up.
Otherwise, she's going to sit in the hole overnight while we all sleep.
That one where you ignore DR, like, that's penetrating strike.
Oh, yes. I just have normal.
Yeah, okay.
I have verbal vital and strike and stuff.
Okay, well, they didn't use your vital strike.
You can't vital strike with a bow.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can.
Can
you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why can't you?
So what is...
melee attacks only.
What is times 4 of this? Just
times 4 and crit?
No, I've got greater vital strike.
It's 4d8.
What was the level
of vital strike? You didn't vital strike, though.
Oh.
You just shot a normal shot.
Because you got a full volley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Andre, what is the level of caster who was on
7 plus 6, 13.
She was updated 24.
Plus 6.
How?
Because she was told to fail her will save.
I get a...
But how was a different caster able to cast
it's on a comp seek...
Because they still have access to her.
They would have had to do that while she was still in the tower, then.
Yes. Okay. Yes, they would have.
There was a time where the rest of us were sitting
and
in the elevator going...
And then there's a special
going,
thingy.
No, that's fine.
So
that's
how much did you do?
That plus 6.
So 18. It ignores 5 of it.
I have a d8 plus a... What is this?
Why is that's that? A plus 2d6.
I don't know why that's there.
I don't know. Oh, that's when you're large.
Oh. Minus 6.
Wait, it was a 24?
24th level caster.
Yeah, same one who hit
so,
you.
So, 35. Just a 13.
13.
I cannot break that enchantment.
She ignores 5 of your DR.
Yes, you took 8.
Yes, you took 8. You closed the hole again.
I haven't updated my bow because I haven't
are
used it.
Are you going to fix her or not? Or can I knock
can't.
Her out? Okay, I'm going to knock her out then.
Actually, I know the easiest way to...
Shh. Sniper shot.
Pose initiative. She'll shoot your hand.
I'll say there is
you
an easier...
You can't see me, though. Roll your perception.
Roll your perception.
You need a 50. 1. I'm sorry.
I have a plus 2.
Natural 20.
Okay.
It's a combat situation.
Natural 20.
No.
Okay.
All right, so you will knock her unconscious.
I'll point out...
Just remember, you are at 0 hit points for the rest of this encounter.
I'll say...
Zero?
There was an
easier... Yeah, she has to knock you out.
Oh.
You're at subdual 0, yes.
Oh, okay.
There was an easier way.
Well, probably a couple hit points below subdual 0.
Your subdual probably about negative 30 or something.
Wait, yeah. I don't get it.
You're basically what it is each turn he knocks you out and you can't see it.
Oh.
And so each turn it's like 30 some odd damage because it's a sneak attack and you can't stop him.
Okay.
So eventually he nickel and dimes you. I'm not going to roll it out. It's not worth my time.
Yeah, that's fine.
But basically you're going to be subdual. I'm going to say 10. Because he can't say, all right, I stop.
I do 76 plus a d4 plus a d6. So I do 86 plus 8 plus another 14.
Okay.
Pull out, basically.
Okay.
So, basically, nickel and dime you into unconsciousness.
And then once that happens, I'll fall in the hole and tie you up and disarm you of all your weapons. And
strip you of your armor.
Couldn't we have just closed the hole and waited for her to run out of oxygen?
That's we run a risk of killing her.
I don't want to die down here. in an extra dimensional space. Wouldn't I just pop back at Daddy's place?
No.
No, we're not.
Extra dimensional spaces follow different rules than other planes.
Oh, okay.
It's technically another plane, but it's an artificial plane.
Okay.
You know what would have sucked? We opened the hall and find out Nashville Filter has been in there and decided it wanted to steal a man.
I can't compare.
Yeah! It was a...
It's in a package already.
But basically, since there's no... You can't stop Tyler from being able to unconsciousness.
Yeah, unless I get a perception check every round.
Because you're trapped, and you do, but it's a 30.
Yeah, it's a natural 20 check.
And then
yeah.
If you see me, I close the hole, and then we hide.
Yeah.
Alright. So, we take a night to rest.
Did you see that? I rolled three nights.
How injured is everybody?
105.
No. Holy shit.
So you can't break her enchantment or anything?
I cannot. It's a DC 35, and I have a D20 plus 12.
Is there anything else you can do? Okay.
You can wait for 13 days.
No, it's now 24.
Not for mine.
No, yeah, you got updated.
I got updated?
You got updated.
The little caster came down and recast it on you.
Oh.
You were told the failure will save.
Oh.
It's legal because vampires do it to maintain their slaves.
Mm-hmm. It's also that something that people have told you to do in your own group. This is a save you want to fail.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. I'm
don't
out
resist,
for this
basically.
Session.
Like, any given heal spell, you're told not to resist.
Yeah.
You can resist heal spells.
And technically, you know, I'm supposed to have you roll for any time someone tries to touch you and heal you. But I assume you're not trying to dodge that. That's why any time Steven's mind-controlled and the first time he does harm but you don't notice it, he'll probably hit you.
Actually, had I taken the superstitious rage power... you would be required to roll hit me, and then you have to make it past my spell resistance.
Yes, because it is assumed until proven otherwise, he's probably healing you.
But anyways, I'm going to keep her unconscious, so assume she's at negative 30 or something.
I can, and then I die?
Subdual.
Oh, okay.
You've taken 12 real hit points.
So I'm not at zero.
No.
I'm not even close to zero.
I could slip on... mind shield ring to assist.
Wait, if you coup de grace me, I
won't mind shield ring?
Immediately die. Doesn't it do a certain amount of damage?
You have a ring of mind shield?
Coup de grace does is I do damage,
not the...
Not mind blank. Oh.
Yeah, not mind blank.
You have to make to not die.
Oh.
Is that permanent? I don't...
So if I coup de grace you, you're dead.
Okay.
Unless you're really lucky.
No, you can't.
Yeah, unless you're a crit or something.
Or have a good fortitude save.
Master Spy, level
40s or
50s
DC.
Alright, guys.
Have a 22 fortitude save.
Just to see if the goodness on her is evil, I take my ring of protection from evil and slide it on her finger while his finger while he's unconscious. And we'll see when he wakes up if he's dominated or not.
I will also slip on my ring, even though it won't help too much. So you don't have your AC rings anymore.
I figured we took all of her equipment off.
Well, you now got a plus 4
we're gonna
deflection and an enlarged person ring.
This is nice.
Let's loot our party!
Alright, let's.
We defeated him, right? We get EXP.
You guys know that I give you my ring of enlarged person once in a while, so if you want to take it, go ahead.
PvP does not warrant EXP. I tried to discourage it, not encourage it.
Yes, it does in Warhammer.
Especially when, you got someone trapped in something they can't actually get out of, and then you kill them.
Can I at least get some honor points for that?
No. They're currently...
Your own faction.
How is that honor?
Anywho, so you guys are at Bunker 62.
Alright, so let's bust our way in.
Hold on, I'm healing everybody first. Alec, how far down were you?
That's a good idea.
105. I assume you're using bard spells.
Yes.
I'm down 130.
Well,
first let
me
heal her.
Is it
105? Yeah.
You heal your con in hours.
Yeah.
No, you heal your hit points per hour. You hit
level. You heal your level and hit points per hour.
Yes. You heal your level and hit points per hour.
So every hour.
I just failed the whole
17 hit points
17.
Every hour, yes.
Okay. So in an hour you will be at
130.
basically negative 5. No, negative 1.
So, in 2 hours, I'll be conscious.
We'll be awake, and then we'll see if the things we did work, and if they didn't, we're
gonna because
be
Tyler conscious. Said he put you at negative 30, so you've taken 12 real damage.
It wasn't that. It was more like, okay, she's just conscious, sneak attack, I did 30-something, you were at 2 hit points.
Tyler, you're full health.
Yay! But that's what I was assuming.
You took no damage.
As you said, I can't really...
No, I took damage.
As you said, I can't really judge when she's like, all right, I need to pull you.
Ryan made it out without taking any damage.
I got hit... Once.
I should have put all my points in myself. Escape artist.
Ryan, are you injured?
No.
My other hand off of me?
What is your escape artist?
I would heal that.
0. I put it all in the side of hand. I'm +3, okay.
It's funny because you can't really get out of that rope unless you try to force out.
Like I said, I could sleight of hand the rope off of me.
Breaking the rope is not a problem.
You didn't see that.
It's pretty high DC if I remember correctly.
It's only like a 20 for ropes.
Really?
Yeah, it's something pathetic for rope.
But rope, when you tingle it, it's really hard to break them.
It's in the book.
Yes, rope is very hard to break if you have the average 10 strength.
Yes, if you are human. And besides,
if
he's dedicated enough, he just bites it. Or closet.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose there are people out there that tear the phone books.
Where is that at?
You know, there was a method.
It's under burst DCs.
Where's that at?
Check burst DCs. or break DCs. Anyway, so you guys are at 62.
It's in the barbarian area.
Yeah, and I do
have... It's ready for a cleric to get back.
Yeah, because I can bite it. I have natural attack, so I can use it on the ropes.
Not unless we tie your face.
Yeah.
You rode the rope around like
you mean, you know your legs and arms behind you.
Yes, breaking items.
You rope put a is rope something in between really each sad. Of my fingers so yeah, I couldn't I claw it.
Do you still have your spike chain?
My gear.
Do we still
can we tie her up with that?
Did you bring manacles?
No, but my...
Was the one who had the manacles.
Is the rope grappling me?
No.
Damn it.
Because
my cold iron spikes on my armor, I can be like...
They took that off.
If it doesn't say, check the...
They're naked.
Oh.
You have a long cloth. We were nice enough.
You should have taken that off. You guys would have been impressed.
Possibly.
Half dragon.
You are half dragon.
Half dragon black guy. That's going to be impressive.
23.
How is that?
It's going to be inside you.
That's true. You are a lizard.
Oh, it's retractable.
No, you got to check in the human part of that.
As your father's like, what the hell is that?
Why isn't that going in? What's going on?
No, we've got a random growth. We'll need to remove it.
Right. Is the recorder still on?
Yes.
Yeah.
People think furries are bad.
Nerds are just this bad.
Well, when you think about it, that is technically furry, because he's part lizard.
Technically, yeah.
He's not furry, though.
Furry in German! No, half animal.
Scalies.
Okay, scalies.
That's just, you know, being anal.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Yeah, shut up, nerd.
You should have heard my 40K podcast. There was a whole lot of boobs and whatnot going on. Because I think it was Brian's wife. I think accidentally like switched to a softcore channel.
What?
And people, she was like, whoa! And of course, whenever someone says, whoa, everyone has to turn and look at what? And so I was like, I lost all of my...
So, what do you do for fun?
Me? Oh, I play games.
Oh, I like games.
Whoa, no, I mean tabletop game, you know, with dice and stuff, you know, like D&D.
Measure!
Was it something I said?
Sir, I think you should leave.
Psst. Hey, buddy, don't worry. You'll find a Gamer's Haven around the corner.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.